Good afternoon. You're tuned in to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. I'm Vince Colblugo with today's headlines. It's Thursday, January 9th. State health officials have reported 8 consecutive weeks of widespread flu activity across the Palmetto State, with 280 hospitalizations reported last week alone. According to the State Department of Health and Environmental Control, adults ages 65 and older are the most likely to become hospitalized after contracting the virus. Dr. Sabra Custer, a clinical associate professor at USC's College of Nursing, says the best thing older adults and anyone can do to avoid the flu is get vaccinated.
Get a flu vaccination somewhere in the late fall to early winter. That is the first and best thing you can do to prevent the flu.
DHEC has confirmed more than 1,450 cases of the flu this season. Employees and others on the state health plan can now get free urgent care visits online through the Medical University of South Carolina. The university says people needing medical care for things like colds, stomach viruses, and other minor ailments can now go to www.musc.care or call a telephone number and arrange a visit with a doctor or nurse practitioner 24 hours a day. The benefit is available for all 550,000 people who use the South Carolina Public Employee Benefit Authority, otherwise known as PEBA. It appears a bill to ban virtually all abortions in the state does not have enough support to pass this legislative session. State Senate Majority Leader Shane Massey told reporters today at the State House that he believes there aren't enough votes to pass the so-called fetal heartbeat bill in the Senate. The bill passed in the House last April. Suspended Chester County Sheriff Alex Underwood and two former deputies have been indicted on new corruption charges. The state grand jury today announced a 16-count indictment alleging new counts of criminal conspiracy, embezzlement, forgery, and misconduct in office. Underwood also faces federal indictments on charges he misused public money and tried to cover up a case of excessive use of force. The Charleston attorney who asked SLED to investigate allegations of stolen donations that poured into Emmanuel AME Church following the massacre says he's disappointed by the agency's initial findings. But Andy Savage says he's not giving up. South Carolina Public Radio's Victoria Hansen reports.
Savage represents several of the victims' families, as well as survivor Felicia Sanders. He says Sanders' granddaughter has not received any money from the church. The then 11-year-old hid during the 2015 shooting and played dead. Savage says the now 16-year-old suffers from serious psychological issues and has medical bills of more than $250,000.
This is the child who was underneath her grandmother as those 77 shots rang out. This is the child who heard those shots coming closer and closer and closer.
SLED's inquiry shows the church handed out checks to 9 families of a little more than $150,000 apiece, including Sanders' son Taiwanza, who was killed. The church reportedly kept $1.8 million. Savage says officials at Mother Emanuel opened envelopes intended for victims because they were addressed to the church. SLED has closed its preliminary inquiry, saying it found no evidence of a crime, but would consider reopening it if it gets more evidence. In Charleston, I'm Victoria Hansen.
And authorities have identified Connor McGurran as the soldier found unresponsive yesterday at Fort Jackson in Columbia. The 19-year-old Minnesota Army National Guard soldier was found after a morning training exercise and rushed to a nearby hospital where he was pronounced dead. An investigation into the cause of death is underway. That wraps up today's headlines. You've been listening to SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org.